Let's talk first of all about over the weekend, I guess 90 of the 98 Republicans in the House of Representatives sent a letter over saying, we kind of like our tax plan that has to do with a cut in sales tax. Did you sign that letter?
Absolutely.
Okay, and so, you know, I mean, I know y'all like to be collegial whenever you can, but as we get ready to sit down at the table and the conferees, there's a marked difference in how we want to do the tax handling in Texas. The Senate obviously likes property tax relief, and that's fine. The House likes that, but you guys are kind of marching to the beat of sales tax reduction. So tell me, where are we on this?
Well, let me tell you why we're doing that. Mm-hmm. And this is what I believe. And back in 06, when we had the margins tax was taken in, it was supposed to reduce property taxes. And by the end of the day, it did not really reduce property taxes because the county taxes went up, the city taxes went up, school district taxes went up, and we, in a dollar amount, we did not really have a reduction in property tax. We actually had an increase in property tax. So we think that the local government controls those taxing, the appraisal district and the taxing rates, and that we really don't. So we're looking for a way to give tax relief to everybody in the state, and by reducing the sales tax from 6.25% to 5.95%, we have done that. Does anybody see, you know, a whole bunch of money in their pocket? Probably not. But in the total, it's going to be somewhere around, let's see, I've got the number down here somewhere, $4.9 billion in tax relief to the people of Texas. So I think that's a good deal.
Okay, now two thoughts. Obviously, when you sit down in that conference committee to negotiate, then maybe there ends up being a smaller number in between. Is that a reality, or is this going to be an all-or-none situation?
You know what? I think that yesterday, with the vote on the floor, I really feel like the speaker was sending a message to the Senate, this is what we want, and we're going to stick with it. Now, I don't know that for sure, but he hardly ever votes on, I haven't talked to him personally, but he hardly ever votes on any legislation at all. And he did cast two votes on that bill, one to table a change in the property tax, the franchise tax, and then he voted on the bill itself. And I think that was a significant message. They're two different bills, but basically they're one tax cut.
Got it.
In other words, we have one for the franchise tax cut and a bill for the sales tax. I suppose that might be the reason some might think there could be negotiable items there. The reason they're separated, I don't know.
Bill, so we'll see where that goes, but that will be interesting. Now, what are the things, though, John Rainey joining us from Austin, by the way. One of the things, though, there is, I'm sure that you've got a county commissioner's court and you got some cities in your district that are going, well, you know, property taxes is kind of what we use to fund what we do. So if there's going to be a movement where that's not going to be funded quite at the rate that the cities and the county think it will, is the legislature going to do anything to plug that hole bring that up?
I think that's why we are doing it the way we are, mm-hmm. because they control that purse, and they should. So us trying to dictate what appraisal districts do and what the county and the city and the school districts do makes it pretty tough. And so I think what we're doing is laying in that where they have control of the appraisals and they have control of the tax rates.
Okay. Speak a little bit about the they seem to have made up a little bit after the breakfast battle, as it was called, that a lot of bills have been referred to committees, both Senate to the House and House to the Senate. Does it look like the things are repaired a little bit between the Lieutenant Governor's office or the Speaker's office?
I suspect they are, but you know, that's kind of a typical thing from what I hear. It was last session, it seemed to be late coming about that we started hearing Senate bills, and there was this rumble on the body, you know, they're not hearing our bills, so we're not going to hear their bills. I think that's over with. We're hearing them now, and they'll be being dealt with.
John Rainey joining us this morning. Now, you're on the Higher Education Committee, and I think today y'all are discussing the Senate bills that are designed to keep medical students in Texas. You know, the fear is that guys and gals go through medical school, and then right at the end, after we have educated them, they go off someplace else. So
we've done a lot with that, and I don't have my numbers in front of me, but we increased the amount of money going to GMEs, graduate medical education, significantly in the appropriations bill, and I think that's just carrying that forward in a enabling legislation, I guess you would say. I think we need to keep our docs here in Texas. When they leave, there's a certain percentage of them that never come back. And we have a shortage of doctors. We have a shortage of dentists, particularly in rural areas, and I think that's important. I did want to make one other comment, though, before we end.
Mm-hmm.
My bill on board...
Oh, and on having two members of on the blend board?
Right. Mm-hmm. Has been referred, and it's on a local and consent calendar, I think, tomorrow. And is it not tomorrow? Okay.
He's checking with his staff.
Yeah.
I understand.
Have to do that.
I understand
anyway,
that.
It's voted out, and we're going to deal with that soon. And Leighton Schubert, who is the representative for that Washington County area, the mm-hmm. Burleson County, has joined us on that bill, as the Senate version has also been signed on to by Swartner and Cocor. So I think that's going to make that bill flow pretty easily.
All right, so all hands on deck as far as that
right.
looks to be. Okay.
Right.
And then can you tell me, I know it's not in your committee purview, but the House panel seems to be approving this idea of grading school districts with an A through F, but they're a little bit reluctant about that. Have you heard any talk in the hallways about that?
You know, I don't know. That's just maybe making it simpler for somebody to understand, but we have a grading system, and I think they're just trying to change it to, the way I understand it, change it to make it look like the grade system that we use for the kids.
Sure.
And I think that's all it is. Not sure how that's going to go. I think that's something that TPPF has been supporting, and I just haven't heard it on our side yet.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that. John Rainey joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. I know you're busy right now. Go take care of that, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Good to talk to you, Scott.
All right,
bye-bye.
See you. Bye. All right.